Why? Unless we can find them, which isn't very likely now, and convince them to tell what they know, which very likely isn't much, I have no idea. And less idea who she might be working for. Will you let me have a look at your computer now? She gets the iBook out of the bag where it lies on the matting beside her and passes it to him. He puts it on the low table beside his own and takes a neatly coiled cable from his suitcase. Don't mind me, I can do this and talk.
Do what?
I want to make sure this isn't sending your every keystroke to a third party.
Can you do that?
These days, not absolutely. Now both computers are cabled together and on, and she watches as he turns to his and inserts a CD-ROM. Things have been different in computer security since last September. If the FBI were doing what they admit they can do to your laptop, I might be able to spot it. If they were doing what they don't tell you they can do, that would be another story, and that's just the FBI.
The FBI?
Just an example. Lots of people are doing lots of different things now, and not all of them are American or government agencies. The ante's been upped right across the board.
He does things to her keyboard, watching his screen.
Whose apartment is this?
Marissa's, I told you.
And Marissa is?
He looks up. My ex.
She'd known that somehow and hadn't liked it, and doesn't like it that she doesn't like it.
Just friends now, he says, and looks back to the screen.
She raises her hand and opens it, palm out, exposing Taki's number. So what can you do with this?
He looks up, seems to brighten. Find the company that did the watermarking, if it was done by a company, then see what we can find out from them. If they've marked each segment, there should be an account. The client would be that much closer to your maker.
Would they tell you?
No, that's not the same as my finding out, though.
She lets him work and sips her tea, and looks around at the 8 mat apartment and the amber glow of the Edison bulbs, and wonders, though she doesn't want to, about the woman who lives here. She has a lump on her forehead, and the fabulous fanny stuff is probably a disaster now, and she wants to find a well-lit mirror and check the damage, but she doesn't. She doesn't feel tired, though, or lagged, mirrored out, or anything at all. Whatever else is going on, she seems to have graduated to a more serious league of soul displacement. Wherever her serotonin levels are right now, it's like she lives there.